We are all in the same boat together. If somebody digs a hole in the bottom of the boat and we start sinking, which we all start sinking, we might not all be shleimim and perfect in our avodat Hashem, but when another Jew isn't, we might be more, we might be less, but when a Jew is not shleim in avodat Hashem, it comes at the cost of the entire nation. If the pinky hurts, the whole body feels the pain. Classic arivut kol yisrael arivim ze baze. However, there might be some people who think that, okay, so when Rav Shechter does teshuvah, you know, he doesn't have any avirot, so when he's a tzaddik yisod olam, he does teshuvah, it covers me too. Kol yisrael arivim ze baze. What should I do teshuvah for? The tzaddikim do teshuvah every year in Elul, so good. I'm set, I'm fine. I don't have to work harder. So the Ben Ish Chai is quoted in one of his Talmidim Svarim as saying the following mashal. You have a group of businessmen who every year they make their way to the town, to the big city, travel through various cities buying inventory, and then they come home and they sell it for a big profit. And they all travel together. So what do? They make a WhatsApp group. They figure out who's going, and they get an Uber together. They split the costs. It's a classic, you know, splitting your travel expenses. You get group tickets, whatever it is. This way, you don't have to pay so much money. You all pool the money, and then you save money on travel. So these were very wealthy businessmen. And one year, they got a new guy in the group, a young guy fresh out of college, or he thought that real estate is the solution to not going to college, and he decides to go into one of these and join them in their business. Sorry for the satire, whatever. So it's too early in the morning to care. But he decides to join this young guy. He doesn't have so much capital. He joins them in the business to see what's going on. Maybe you can make a profit like this also. So he sees the guys are sitting together and they're figuring out how much it costs and how much is it per share. And he doesn't realize that they're only talking about travel expenses. He thinks they're talking about business. How much does it cost per share of all of the profits? So he figures that they each give, so they all pull the money, it goes into what they invest in, and then they all split the profits however many shares you have. So he says, oh, can I get in on this? And they say, yeah, sure, you know, however much it is. And they know, there's only travel expenses, but he doesn't know. So they go on the trip, and every stop along the trip, the businessmen are doing business, and the young guy is going partying, he's going shopping, he's going to the restaurants, seeing the sights. He doesn't realize that he should actually be using his money for business, for purchasing. After a few stops, the older, more experienced businessmen say, what's wrong with you? We have a lot more money than you, and we're not doing what you're doing. Why are you doing this? How come you're going out having too much fun in the town? And he said, what do you mean? What do I have to do? The point is that we're going to split the profits anyway. Whatever you guys buy, we'll sell when we get back, and good, I'll get a share. What do I have to work for? So they say, Chavivi, this is all for... The shares are for travel expenses. We're saving money on the way. But once we get to the city, it's every man for himself. We say every day in the Mishale, says the Nishchai, Ahala Hashem Echayai, Al Tiftuchu Min Divim, Lo Amitim Yehallelujah. This world is the travel. Kol Yisrael Arvim Zeh Bazeh, on the way. We're all in it together for now. But once you get to Olam Haba, you can't rely on anybody. Al Tiftuchu Min Divim. It's only me. So every man for himself. Whatever money you invest here, good. You can make the killing when you get to Shamayim. But if you don't invest the time in doing teshuvah, in learning Torah, doing mitzvot, it's not going to happen later on. I remember when I was in high school, I used to always hear after Pesach, Sfirat HaOmer, you have to work on your midot, we mekabel the Torah, and I'd always say, I have APs. Tzaddik, I have APs. No one else has APs. So I'm one of the only guys who's actually studying so good. They'll all work on their midot. They'll all work on Kabbalah Torah. I'm going to work on the SATs and the APs. I remember I said that every single year after Pesach, and I never changed. Now is the time, Rabotai. Elul is here. It's now or not. If you don't change, if you don't realize that it's not about everybody else, it's about you, you can't rely on Harav Shechter's teshuvah for yourself. So then that's it. There is no teshuvah. You have to do teshuvah now, else they're going to come to Shemayim and Hashem is going to be like, what shares? That was him, that's not you.